You're listening to the Matthew Wright Show on Talk Radio in association with Switchcraft. Start saving now at switchcraft.co.uk. There we go. Sorry about
that. Now then, where were we?
Alchemy, my friend.
Dr. Anne Whitehouse is a PhD scientist who became a life alchemist to unlock the secrets of female confidence. Her new book, Pull Back Your Power, is a rallying cry to all women who feel that glass-ceiling sexism has denied them the chance to fulfil their potential and indeed left them with low confidence and anxiety issues. Welcome, Anne.
Thank you.
Now, you graduated or you got your doctorate from Cambridge about 25 years ago. And then after that, you sort of hit the brick wall of the boys club sexism. And then it says you burnt out. Explain that.
Right. Well, it's a bit more complicated than that. Mm. What happened is that we go into, well, I left Cambridge, which was, Cambridge was great.
Yeah.
I then walked out into the, let's call it the wider world,
the commercial
engineering
world, perhaps, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
all of that. And the thing that was such a surprise was that I was highly qualified, highly capable. I could do exactly what my job was.
Are you STEM at this point? Science, technology, engineering. So you're a STEM.
Yes, it was in metal.
In metal matrix composites.
Okay. Right.
I'm very good at that subject.
Yes. So basically, although I could do what I was meant to do, I felt as if the rug had been pulled out from under me. And the thing that's so important to understand is we're not talking about specific discrimination or things that were actually done, you know, that were wrong. It's like an undercurrent which somehow made me feel unsafe or anxious or insecure. And this began to ramp up.
Were you asked to make the tea and things like that?
Well,
it says that sort of thing in your book. We're expert women
in
meetings.
That is something which does happen on occasion, yeah. And I put that in because that's an experience which many women actually do have.
Yes, exactly.
But it's more the things that the feeling, the underlying, the undercurrent. And I had this, what I would describe as an extreme stress reaction. Mm-hmm. Which was not in proportion to what was actually going on the surface. And that was what was so confusing about it. And, of course, where I was working, they would say we had perfect, equal opportunities policy and all of that. And they did. Mm-hmm. Don't get me wrong, they did. But somehow I was undermined under the surface. And so I did this spectacular burnout. And instead of giving up at that point, I decided above it there has to be a reason why I had this extreme reaction. And so I began to investigate and dig into my reactions, what was going on under the surface in my subconscious and in the sort of, if you like, the operating system of the world around me, the hidden ways that people behave without thinking about it, the autopilot, if you like.
Would it surprise you that I can relate to every single word you've said and yet I'm a man?
Not at all, because men have their own versions of this.
Every word.
Absolutely. So I also then found that it wasn't just me and many other women in all kinds of professions, all kinds of walks of life, when they began to push the boundaries and move out of what would have been the traditional role, then this sort of inner conflict begins to magnify. Mm. And the more you push, the more you try to embrace your rights.
Would you, you're sort of saying, you're being got at from both ends. There is the system into which you are trying to penetrate, and there are all the historic binds that women have had to gradually free themselves off. So you'll feel guilty because of the historic binds and it restricted because of the inbuilt patriarchal restrictions.
Absolutely.
Right.
That's exactly it.
How do we change it?
Well, this is the key. So up until now, there really hasn't been anything that we could do about it because, I mean, I tried all the sort of conventional...
Growing sense of awareness and injustice. I mean, that's...
Well, awareness is the first thing. And the awareness that it's not people doing things on purpose. That's so important to understand that it's like it's an undercurrent, it's an autopilot that...
I think sometimes people do it on purpose.
Well, there are going to be instances of that, but the whole point of my book is that it's this underlying system, which is programmed into everyone, it's in women and in men and in all the institutions that we go into.
But you've developed your own system
in your
book to tackle this if you're a woman. Tell us what that system is.
Okay, so what we need to do is to change the subconscious reaction. So that our problem is that when we go into our work situation, the subconscious mind is not on the page of 21st century. It is still deeply rooted in the past.
Completely.
And so it has what I call forbidden labels. It will say you are forbidden from having this position, having this salary, from outshining.
Can I just interject?
Certainly.
I want to go see if we can go further back than that. My father was a fairly remarkable man, and I hear that mainly, he died very young, so I hear it mainly from people that he met. But one of the things he did with me and my sister is, I can remember him saying very clearly to my sister, have sex. I want you to have sex. Have sex. Have sex when you want to have sex. Don't let anybody tell you, don't have sex because you're a girl. What he was trying, what he said very clearly is, women have been told that sex is something that they must protect or shield. It starts with a coding, I guess, and this is what the gender arguments come in. We start coding people, restricting people very, very early on, before the workplace. Would you agree?
Absolutely. And the problem is that it's deeper than that. And I'm a beautiful example of that because I was brought up equal opportunities. I have a younger brother. We had absolutely the same opportunities. Right. And I was encouraged to have my traditionally male career as a lecturer in engineering. Clearly, yeah. Totally. But there was other stuff. It was deeper. It was programmed on a deeper level that said, and this is what I talk about in my book as the power foundation. So a man will go into a particular situation and everything in his, his mind and body says, I have a perfect right to be here, to have this authority, to have this salary.
I think that's so intertwined with class.
Well, let me get to that in a second. Yeah. So a woman will go into the same situation, and although consciously she says, I have a perfect right to be here and do this because I have those rights, every cell in her body is still running woman's places in the home. I have to obey the men. I have to be subservient, which means you have this conflict. Consciously we're pushed forward, subconsciously we're dragged back. And the thing that triggers the stress is that it is... these forbidden messages are, it's forbidden, you're going to be punished. It's like really severe. And we don't know that. We just have a subconsciously triggered anxiety reaction. And that then ramps up over time.
The fact is, though, I know that men don't feel like that when they go in for jobs. That some people feel like that and some people don't. And I think there is a line to be drawn through social class. That there are... Career opportunities that have not been afforded to me because I've been told I'm the wrong fit, the wrong type.
Absolutely.
And I think there is a danger, because I'm all for empowerment of women and equal opportunity of outcome. I'm just not sure that all men benefit from the male privilege or the white privilege or white male privilege. I think it's
more
nuanced.
Let me explain. What we have is this lack of power foundation. And the gender one is universal.
Yeah.
On top of that, you have other power foundations, and class is a very important one. And I've also experienced that. And then there is going to be the lack of power foundation due to things like race, for example, or caste.
Great point. We've only got a few seconds. Could you give me some key things that we should at least think about or consider, whether it be employers or employees or people? Some key thoughts, please.
The key thoughts are that when you feel that rug being pulled away from you, that anxiety, that stress, it's not because you're not good enough. It's because something deep in your subconscious or deep in the energies of the place you're working have said, because of a historic pattern, you're not meant to be here. But that is, it's all archaic, it's obsolete. The awareness will take the power out of those feelings, and that then allows us to step into that place knowing that it's, we don't need to take notice of those feelings and we are in fact good enough.
Anything else?
I think that's it.
That's it. I'm not going to let you off and say don't bother buying the book with that. Actually, I think you probably should buy the book after reading it.
There's a specific procedure that you can use yourself.
A methodology for it,
exactly, okay. Exactly.
It's called Pull Back Your Power. Its author is Dr. Anne Whitehouse, and I'm extremely grateful to you for giving up your time. It's really interesting.
My pleasure.
Everything I read about it was what you're writing for women, and I just wanted to tell you really from the bottom of my heart that there are certainly some men here that are with you every step of the way.
The next book is for men, and there's going to be a class one as well. I have a whole series of books planned.
Excellent news.
But we start with gender, because
excellent
that's
news.
Universal.
Excellent news. Thank you, Anne.
You're
listening to the Matthew Wright Show on Talk Radio in association with Switchcraft. Start saving now at switchcraft.co.uk. We'll be Start saving now at switchcraft.co.uk. We'll be joined by Gemma Forte after the news at 2.
Talk Radio. The Matthew Wright Show on Talk Radio with switchcraft.co.uk. The one-stop, no-hassle route to cheaper energy.
How do you make the most